Sometimes families encourage their children to seek jobs away from home. The root cause is money. In South Africa, for example, the monthly minimum wage for farm workers is about $131. That's nearly four times the rate in Mozambique and 13 times the rate in Zimbabwe. A team of researchers has published a report entitled Our Broken Dreams, Child Migration in Southern Africa. It's filled with transcripts of the interviews with the children, along with their original drawings. Editors did not include the children's voices or photographs in the report in order to protect their anonymity. One child describes crossing the border into South Africa from Mozambique, where children are often preyed upon by criminal gangs called Maguma Guma.
There are some people at the border, and you talk to them, and they will help you to cross the border illegally. Normally, when you get to the deep end of the bush, they will search you. If you have a cell phone or money, they will rob you. If you have nothing, they just leave you in the middle of nowhere. It is at the border fence that things happen. If they find a person there alone at the fence, they kill him straight away. They say, you are trying to cross on your own. If you have a phone number, then they phone their relative and say, we have your brother or sister or child, and you must pay us to release this person. Sometimes they keep you in a house nearby. They use bush knives and pistols.
The children may find various types of employment in their new country. Sometimes black market traders hire them to smuggle sugar and tobacco across borders.
We carry the sugar. Sometimes it weighs 20 kilos or sometimes 40, which is 2 cases. We normally face problems of floods when the river is full. If the sugar falls in the river, you are ordered to pay for it. The other problem is that you might meet some crocodiles. Some may drown and go with the water while others cross and go on. Where someone drowns, no one says, let me leave my sugar here so that I can see about this accident. People just keep on going. Among those with you, there is no one who cares about you.
Among other hardships, the children say they're often mistreated by authorities who sometimes throw them into jail cells, even with hardened criminals.
The Zimbabwe police, if they catch you, their rule is they beat you. They don't allow you to cross the border. They want the border to be crossed by people with what? With passports. So if they catch you, they can say do frog jumping with your case on your head. If we are caught by the police in Mozambique, we can spend 3 days there doing nothing. We don't argue with them because it's the law where in their country. On the other hand, in South Africa, when you do not have the right documentation, they will be seeing you as an animal. They don't even want to see you working in their country if you do not have a passport with a visa or an ID or work permit for South Africa. They give you really hard work and the money you would have agreed on. If you ask for too much, they can call the police who will then come and pick you up. When you try to tell the police that I've worked for this number of months at this employer, they can arrest you. The police can even get money from that employer and the matter is ended just like that. You can get deported without getting anything.
Tens of thousands of people are repatriated from South Africa every month. Recent figures by South African authorities say that from Zimbabwe alone, there are about 20,000 per month, and about 20% of whom are children. Save the Children is trying to inform migrant children about the NGOs and legal resources in South Africa where they can go for protection and guidance. Its advocacy director for Mozambique, Chris McIver, urges officials to stop the abuse, imprisonment, and forced repatriation of children without at least checking the conditions of the households they left behind.
Save the Children was involved with supporting a training initiative for the army and police along some of the border in South Africa around the issue of child rights and child migration so that we could sensitize the authorities and the you know, implementing officers around the sensitivity of this issue, around some of the abuse that was taking place, and to remind them that this is not consonant either with international law or South African law. And, you know, the function of that was both to provide training and to create some kind of cultural sensitivity to the fact that this is an issue which requires sensitivity and that needs addressed. And, you know, I think that that's going to, you know, should be a significant part of the work. It's not about setting up, or not just about setting up sort of new institutions and new bodies and new organizations and new hospitals. I think, see, in the South African context, a lot of it is about sensitizing existing institutions and the personnel that work within them around the gravity of this problem and the seriousness of this problem and the role that they have to play you know, to help solve it, or at least to treat the children that they come across in a more sensitive and respectful and accommodating manner than is currently the case.
Political changes in the region may help the children. For example, Mozambique and Zimbabwe have abolished visa requirements for their citizens, thus allowing easier movement of people and goods. Perhaps the best way to protect migrant children comes from one who told Save the Children he would tell his friends to stay home until they grow up and decide for themselves. He said, "When people tell you there are lots of jobs and ones that are easy to get, that's a lie." I'm William Eagle in Washington.